Hey.
Hello.
Good morning. Or afternoon. Or nighttime. Or whatever time you're listening.
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday. This is the Who Would Win Wednesday podcast. AKA.
WWWW.
Hello. Well, hello. Hello, everybody. It is Wednesday, or it is Thursday, or it is Friday, or any of the remaining days of the week, depending on when you're watching or rewatching. I'm Jack.
Megan.
And we are the hosts of the Who Would Win Wednesday podcast, aka WWW. Hello, how are you?
Bad.
It's not. It's typically not the answer, but I give you points for honesty. Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, it's the best day of my life. I love it.
I can't believe how great it is. It's nice and rainy outside. Perfect weather for the biggest event in history.
WWWH.
Mm-hmm.
There's another ack for the
yeah
board. I don't think we got the H slot yet, so.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're racking up the acronyms.
Yeah.
Acronyms.
The NIMS.
We're racking up the NIMS, everybody. Got some luxury here for the final episode of Who Would Win Wednesdays. It's the finale. Oh, Megan's got some thoughts prepared. For a battle?
Yeah.
I won't look at them.
Well, no, I just thought, because we were talking about this the other day, but then we stopped it. And then I have another one.
Do you want to address this topic?
Sure. There's been, like, a debate on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I mentioned it to you the other day, you were like,
I didn't know it existed until you mentioned it, and then I was looking into it, and then it seemed like everyone was talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I was so confused, because, like, I saw it on TikTok, and I was like, what is... Like, everybody was like, I'm Team Wheels, and I was like, did I miss something? But, essentially, the argument, the debate is, who has more in the world? What has more in the world? Wheels or doors?
Are there more wheels or doors? That's tough.
So, well, I'm Team Wheels all say.
I think the general consensus people might think off the bat is wheels, but I think there could be an argument
for doors. There is an argument for doors. However, you cannot deny that there are way more wheels for, like, every door. Because you think, like, garage door that has wheels on it.
That's true.
Like probably like six wheels for that one door.
I think a good clarifying question is if they're wheels that are attached to like a vehicle or something that moves, or wheels that are stationary.
Wheels in general.
Like the wheel thing on the garage door, like those are round moving things, but they don't like go somewhere, you know?
They do, they go up and down.
Yeah.
They're on a track. I think it's just wheels, like doors, anything.
Any kind of wheels?
Like, you have your sax case has...
There's no wheels.
Okay, never mind.
But there's like if you could count it as a door, maybe.
No.
As a hinge.
I don't
if we're counting everything that rolls as a wheel, then we can count everything that has a hinge and opens as a door.
Okay.
But.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you have drawers, like real ones, good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You have.
I mean, those are wheels on a track.
Yes.
But are they also a door?
No. Because it doesn't go. It goes. And it's a drawer, not a freaking door.
What if it's one of those?
No.
What? I'm just playing devil's
ad for the door. I would argue for doors if it's like a cabinet door, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But not a drawer. That's hard to say.
So like the mirror in the bathroom, was that kind of as a door? Because the medicine cabinet? I'd say that counts as a door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe, I think maybe in the world, there might be more wheels. But think about like this building, for example. Like there are, I guess, two doors in this room. Well, and if you count the cabinets, then that's a lot more. And mm-hmm. I think there are, like, how many wheels are in this room, my apartment? Like, every apartment building has, like, a ton of doors. Like, every room has its own door, and there's probably sub-doors in the own rooms and the cabinets. None of these have wheels.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
My custom-built Lego Walter White RV from Breaking Bad has four wheels. It does.
And
not have doors. Any functional doors, although if it were real, it would have...
Three?
Probably three.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was also thinking of conveyor belts, too.
Ooh, yeah, like little... Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else? Like, carts. There's so many carts.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping carts.
Yeah.
And you think, like, even cars, and I know that cars already, they have doors, too. But also, like, I don't know, I was thinking also trucks. Because you know how they could have, like, double.
Yeah, like 16-wheelers.
Yeah. And the trailers, those only have one door, but like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, on average, I don't know, there's probably more. Do you count the hood as the door?
No. That's a hood. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It does have like this similar motion, but I count it as like, I don't know.
A latchable cover?
Yeah, it's not an entrance point.
Yeah, I guess that might be the qualifying thing.
The purpose
thing.
Of a wheel, as you were saying, you were like, oh, that doesn't really make sense if it's not like going somewhere, but they're always going somewhere, even if it's not like bringing you specifically or something to a destination. It's just
right.
Like it is moving. So I think if a door doesn't have like an entrance.
Well, if you're defining a wheel as anything, a round thing that rolls. But doesn't have to take you anywhere. That's a much broader definition than having to have a door have to open a certain way be an entrance.
Because
then any ball bearing could be a wheel.
I know, but it's... Okay.
But even still, I feel like there still would be more wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you made the definition more narrow to, like, it has to be attached to something that can travel, like, anywhere you bring it. So I think just... having the general definition would make the wheels have a bigger win. So if the wheels were in the WWWB, I think they might be going on in the next round. Safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had a, you know,
I do one? Have another one that is like some kind of in the same nature, but also I think it's a little, I don't know. It is kind of the same. Anyway, cut that part out because it didn't make sense. Anyway, yeah. I saw this other one that somebody said and I was like, wait, yeah. Like, I don't really have a definitive answer. But they said it was sand versus hair.
Sand versus hair?
Yeah.
Definitely more sand.
I know, but then you think, like, there's hair everywhere. Like, you don't just have hair that's on your head. You have all these other hairs all over your body. Right. And you think about how many people there are. But yeah, that's initially what I thought. I was like, sand, yeah, duh, because there's ocean, there's beach, there's deserts. It's, like, everywhere, and it's, like, infinitely happening. But also same with humans and hair and animals.
The only, like, way hair can have a chance is if you count every animal living.
Well, I think that's what it,
like, duh. Every,
what do you think, it's just hair, head hair, human?
No yeah, well, I think it has to be sand, because, like, think about how much sand is in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
And then I think I saw something like, if you put every person in the world in, like, a confined space, like, all tight together, it would be, like, I forget, like, a very small size.
Very cool.
Definitely smaller than the Sahara Desert. But if you counted the hair of every person and animal to ever live, that might be a different story.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what, one, like, of the points, like, dead things.
Yeah. Have, what happens to hair when a dead thing dies?
Does it? Have you seen, like, I feel like I've seen a mummy. You have the hair on it. I think it still is intact because it's not like biodegrade. I don't know. It's not like skin. Obviously, that goes fast, but, like,
mm-hmm.
Hair.
Yeah, I feel like hair.
I don't know.
But your skin is what attaches your hair mm-hmm. to your. Bones, yeah,
well, it just, like,
your muscles or whatever.
Yeah. What? Hair to your bones?
Your skin, like, if you didn't have skin, your hair would fall off, you know? Because your skin is attached to your hair. So when dead things die and their skin fades away, their skeletons stay, but the hair probably also stays, but it's not attached to the skeleton anymore. So it probably just gets, like, mixed in the dirt or something.
Yeah.
But if you were somehow able to gather the hair of every living creature in the history of Earth, that could be comparable if there's to the amount of sand.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know if the amount of sand could change, you know, right?
Do you think? Yeah, I feel like it's only exponentially increasing.
It couldn't go can it, down.
Well, you make, is this real or is it just Minecraft?
Glass. Yeah, you can make, that's how, that is how you make glass. Oh, true. So I guess they do take away,
yeah, that's sand what I was to make.
So I guess it can change. I wonder how much glass there is.
But then that's not, we're not counting that as sand.
No.
Not correct. That's not it.
That's a cool topic. That could be the topic of our next podcast. Which has more Mondays? AKA WHMM. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, who? Where's the H coming from? But then I got it.
That's an interesting topic. I'm gonna shelve that topic. Keep it in the back of my mind.
Mac in your mind?
The Mac.
The Mac in me.
The Mac in me.
What a fantastic film, by the way. Another fantastic film that we recently have seen, Batman.
Oh, the Batman, yes.
Yeah, what a great film.
I thought it was a great film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie. I would see it again.
Has your rating changed since?
No. It's not one of those movies that I think back afterwards. I'm like, that was dumb, or I didn't like that. I liked it. I still do.
Okay.
Would see it again. Have you changed your mind about it? Excuse me, go ahead.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I just wish it was like, It wasn't like Joker to me.
No.
And that's what like I thought it was gonna be.
No.
But then it wasn't. So then I was like, oh, I kind of wanted more like Wayne.
Yeah, that would be more
like backstory. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know anything, so maybe that is the thing. Already.
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of they probably tried to avoid like the whole origin story thing because that's kind of been done to death.
Yeah.
In like a lot of other Batmans.
No, I just mean like because we saw him as being like emo. Finally. Because he is the emo king. But like we didn't see it like to its full extent. I don't know. I just wish that we saw like the more real side as opposed to like him just being like, I'm Wayne.
Yeah, it would be cool to get some backstory or something about Bruce Wayne.
Because, like, yeah, he's rich, Robert Pattinson. But, like, his parents rip.
Yeah, rip. It would be cool to see.
You know?
We'll have to watch Batman Begins, the first one of the Nolan trilogy.
We should have watched, yeah.
We should have watched that first, you said? You were going to say?
Well, I was going to yes. Well, we should watch like them in order.
Yeah.
It's okay. I fell asleep. So, did I? I think I did.
Probably.
It's okay.
Well, yeah. We just watched The Dark Knight not too long ago because I think that's just the best one of the three. And it's not like super imperative to see the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we can watch that one because I haven't seen that in a long time. Batman Begins, you know, he's starting. Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was a good film. We also recently watched the Lego Batman movie. Also a good film.
I also fell asleep.
Yes.
But that wasn't their fault. It was me. I'm glad I didn't fall asleep about the Batman because it was during the day.
Yes, I specifically chose dark that and time.
I know. 3-hour movie at 7 p.m.
No, that would be even harder for me.
Well, also, they can't have reclining seats and not expect me to knock out.
Yeah, it's tough. It was a long, long movie.
Yeah, there were definitely points where I was like, oh, nice ending. And then it just kept going. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it really felt like it was like on the way out. Sometimes, and then it like, oh, another thing. # movie reviews with Jack and Megan, aka MRWMNJ.
I don't have any other things except for the battle.
That's fine. I think it's time we can get into the battle.
Okay.
So, as you guys know, I'm sure, Mr. Miyagi versus 8 miniature Dwayne the Rock Johnsons. Some very small rocks versus a master of karate.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time coming, this battle. The ultimate culmination of our show. I guess we don't need a timer because it's just only one battle today. Bringing it back to the old days. Only one battle. Well, here we have the WWWC. Remember this guy? It's been a while since we've used it. It is a 1990 P United States quarter. Just for fun, I'm going to flip it. Heads, I talk first. Tails, you talk first.
Okay.
Megan is a little bit perhaps more prepared than I am for this. I didn't really write anything. Let me know if they should cast me as Harvey Dent in a new Batman movie because I'm a good coin flipper. Anyway.
Dent.
It's heads.
Can I talk first? Cause
sure, yeah, go ahead. Once again, we flip the coin and then disregard the coin because who cares about the coin? Go ahead.
Okay.
Opening statements.
I did some research this morning. I looked up Dwayne the Rock Johnson facts. And boy, did I stumble upon some fun fact-roonies. All right, I'm going to start with, like, the fun ones first, and then we'll get into, like, the serious, like, sort of relevant to a battle situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you know that he held the world record for taking selfies? He took the most selfies taken in 3 minutes, which was 105, but which doesn't sound like a lot, but they all had to be clear and, like, have good subject.
Oh, otherwise, so it couldn't have been, like, burst.
Yeah, no. I think that was back in the day.
Oh, before.
Was, like, 2013 or something, so it wasn't, like.
Damn.
It was, like, probably iPod.
iPod. Like, yeah, wow.
iPhone 4 or something. Anyway.
Would have never, ever, ever guessed that that was a thing.
Also, did you know that he was almost Willy Wonka? Isn't that insane? He was Tim Burton's second choice after Johnny Depp.
Wow. Those are two not similar looking people.
He only didn't take it. I think if they were to do that today, he probably would have gotten the role because he wasn't like an established actor yet during that time. So, yeah.
Now he's just like the buff basically guy.
Imagine, bro. Come on. Anyway, he also has considered running for president, and I think it's still a consideration.
I think there's been many talks about Dwayne Johnson running for president.
Yeah.
He's yet to do so.
Yeah.
I really don't know what he would have to bring to the table besides just being a celeb.
Yeah, what would he do? I don't know. What party would he be?
The Drive and Power Party. DPP.
Anyway. So, he is 6'5", and he is 260 pounds.
It's a big
man. He's also 49 years old, which I did not know.
He's 49?
I honestly thought he was older.
You thought he was older?
I guess. But he looks pretty good for 49. Anyway.
That actually makes sense.
I guess maybe that makes sense. But I mean, yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. He initially wanted to become a CIA agent, but then he didn't because he had bad grades.
Oh.
But then he was also on track to become a pro football player.
That does make sense.
But then he sustained injuries, so then they got cut from the team.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And he also comes from a family of wrestlers, pro wrestlers. His grandfather and his father was, and his grandmother was like a founding something about like Polynesian wrestling team. I don't know, something like that. So it's in his genes.
This is in his genes. That is wow.
Yeah, I did extensive research. Thank you, bibliography.com. And whatever other one, it was like funfacts.com or something. So it was totally reputable, but it's okay.
That is crazy. I did not know most or all of those statements. I feel bad now that I did not really prepare any fun facts about Mr. Miyagi. Kind of just came in with my knowledge of the movies that he's in. Which, I guess a fun fact, there's the Karate Kids 1, 2, and 3. Most people really only care about one. Two and three are kind of dumb. There's another Karate Kid movie where Mr. Miyagi teaches some other random kid.
Did you already do this? And that's the one that you had to fast forward through?
I don't know.
You already do this rant?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you were listening, you would know. In the fast forwarded rant, I spoke of the plot of Karate Kid 2 and 3. I will not be speaking of the plot of Karate Kid 2 and 3 or really any Karate Kids. I'm just mentioning the fact that there is another movie after Karate Kid 3 where Mr. Miyagi taught a new kid that was not Daniel-san. I'm just mentioning a fact about Mr. Miyagi.
Okay. I guess it is harder for you to come up with facts from him because it's just based off of the films.
Yes, he's not real.
Yeah, and Dwayne is, in fact, a real person.
Dwayne is real. Dwayne was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dwayne is now at the second biggest championship event of the year, which is our show. Our final show.
Maybe we'll get a cameo.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have some special messages.
That's a good cut.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back right after these special messages.
Hello and welcome to the WWW Finale Halftime Show, a.k.a. the WWWFHS. We now present to you some very special messages in support of our two candidates from some very special people. On behalf of The Rocks, we have Kyle Germain offering his support. And for Mr. Miyagi, his mom, please stay tuned, and you'll hear the messages.
Hello. I, the co-creator, co-thinker, and co-bringer-upper of the 8 mini-sized The Rock Johnsons into this grand tournament, am here to stand by them in their great fight against the fearsome Mr. Miyagi in the final round of the WWW bracket. And all I have to say is they are going to rock and sock Mr. Miyagi back to his origin story. Good night.
Jalapeno damn.
Hello, it is I, Mr. Miyagi's mom. That's right, as you can see, I am his mother. And listen, let me tell you something about my son, Mr. Miyagi. He's a fighter, he's a champion, but he, most of all, is honorable. He will fight like a true winner. This is his mom. I hope my son wins. This is his mom.
Wow, wasn't that fantastic, folks?
Thank you for that. Thank you for the special messages. Special messengers. Really appreciate it.
And now, more from Jack.
Hi.
Or not. It depends. Well, maybe we can look up Miyagi facts now.
I guess I can look up some facts about Mr.
Oh,
Miyagi.
Oh, also, wait. I'm kind of curious. Maybe we'll do this when we're looking at all the polls, but I was curious to know what the deal was with the minions versus the bees, because we also had we posted a decoy just so we didn't spoil who had moved on to the finals. So yeah, I'm curious to,
yeah,
we don't have to debate it, but
no,
I would have preferred for those two matchups to be the finalists, but
I would, yeah.
It's okay. we can pretend,
we can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been nice, the bees and minions, but we still got a, I guess, powerhouse battle here today.
Mm. Yeah, I actually don't know who would win on this Wednesday, because I think these two contestants have only gotten this far because of their fan favorites.
Their popularity apparently. Factor.
Mm-hmm. Especially Mr. Miyagi. I feel like he might win, just because,
honestly,
maybe people will feel bad for him, or like,
that would be really? That would be kind of cool. I mean, not only just because I chose him, but just because I think he deserves it, and I think he probably could take the dub.
Be you. Yeah.
I'm going to open my Apple iPhone 11 Pro in the green color. I'm going to go to the Wikipedia page for Mr. Miyagi, because I actually was skimming through it earlier. Apparently now, when we looked at this the first time, apparently he didn't have a first name. Or did he?
No, he did.
He did?
It was...
Because here it says, Nariyoshi Miyagi.
But we said that the first episode.
Really? I don't recall.
But I don't remember it being that name.
Yeah.
Or maybe you pronounced it differently. Yo, I could go for some ramen. Anyway.
That would be good. Mr. Miyagi was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army. Very cool. He had a relative named Miyagi Shimpo. Cool. So, that's
very cool.
That's the interesting facts about him. Sorry, I didn't have more.
Very cool.
I guess just to start off, what kind of fight these two are having. Shall we picture a place?
Would it be just in an arena? Because they're both used to that setting.
That is true. An arena, just like a fighting ring, you know? Just
yeah.
The dojo or the wrestling room. They're both used to getting in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We got the whole, we got everyone, everyone's here. Everyone's in the audience.
The
whole.
All the other bracket.
Yeah, the minions.
Everybody's cheering them on.
The bees, the buffalo, Harambe's there. The
31 middle schoolers.
Paul Blart is there. Everyone's Ooh. Here cheering on one of the two. Mr. Miyagi. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I think wrestling versus karate. Karate is going to win. Because karate is more of an all-around fighting style that actually does damage to the opponent. Wrestling, at least in WWE, the Dwayne Johnson realm, I guess it looks like it hurts, but does it really do any damage to these guys?
Well, I don't know. I feel like in that sense, it's like showy.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, just based on The Rock's stats versus Mr. Miyagi, and we're just talking about, like, current. I mean, Rock has been, like, his whole life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A whole adult life, basically. So, and Mr. Miyagi, we're just going off of him at, like, during the movie time. Not now, obviously, right. But, like, so we're talking about 6'5", 200 some odd pound guy versus Mr. Miyagi, who is very old
but, and fragile. But.
I know he is finesse.
What?
He has finesse, but
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the rocks are many.
Okay.
These rocks.
True. But also, they're not 5 foot, but maybe 6 foot. But what did we determine how high they were? They were like 3 foot. That's fine. They still got the oomph.
I'm sure they do have plenty of drive and power.
They're still strong, and I think that they could just snap Mr. Miyagi like a little twig.
That's true. I mean, Mr. Miyagi is up there in age. When does it say he's born? 1925. So at this point in his life, he is 97. However, he is canonically dead, having passed on November 15th, 2011. That is unfortunate. But in the time of Karate Kid, which came out in 1984, he would have been 59,
mm-hmm.
which is only 10 years older than The Rock currently. And as we saw in the movie, Mr. Miyagi is pretty lethal at 59. Not exactly a spry age for most, but you saw what he did to the kids on Halloween. He took like seven, I forget how many, but it looked like probably 7 or 8 teenagers, you know, whatever, 16, 17, 18-year-old young spry chickens.
But they weren't like trained to fight.
Were karate.
I know, but they're young, they're stupid, they're bad. The mini rocks are intelligent, they are spry, they are mini, but they're all so strong. And they're also gonna beat him. Rock totem pole.
The rock totem pole. That's a powerful move. But also let me remind you of what happened at the end of Karate Kid. Listen. You're going to have to deal. Mr. Miyagi easily embarrassed John Kreese. That guy. At the end, he's gone now. At the end, when Daniel-san comes out with the trophy, was that the end of Karate Kid 1 or beginning of 2? I don't remember. Anyway, John Kreese, huge guy, think a military guy. Big, like The Rock. Powerful, driving, like The Rock. Aggressive, like The Rock. Tries to come at Mr. Miyagi, and Mr. Miyagi just completely makes him look like a fool. A fool. A fool. And Mr. Miyagi even gets the opportunity where he can easily, probably possibly kill him, because he just evades his punches and stuff, and he, remember, he's like, towards him, and then he's like, got your nose?
No, I don't recall.
Oh, well, let me look at my Apple iPhone 11, and I'll show you. Mr. Miyagi, Kanye.
Is that a song now?
Mr. Miyagi, Donda 2. What the frick? Yo, there's a song on Donda 2 called Mr. Miyagi. I guess it wouldn't. It's not Mr. Miyagi's fault. Wait, I gotta look more. I guess.
You probably can't play it because.
Yeah, we wouldn't know
because. We don't have the stem player.
We don't have the stem player. Although, people are probably just gonna upload the stem player audio online because I'm seeing on YouTube.
That's so good.
Sounds great. Sorry, Kanye, but.
We don't like you.
I guess it was at the beginning of Karate Kid 2, maybe. Look at how calm and collected he is. Look at him dodging. Dodging and weaving. He's just so graceful. And just purely powerful. His energy is calm. Running through him like a peaceful waterfall.
Yo, actually, yeah, he could have killed him, because isn't that, like, a thing? You, like...
Yeah.
To, like, kill somebody.
Like, bonk your nose, brain, up in your brain. Yeah. Anyway. He made it look easy. And, listen, I know I might be...
This is a movie magic.
Yeah. Well, talk about movie magic. Dwayne Johnson's been in every movie since 2013.
Okay.
Anyway, I know I might be, you know, I feel like Mr. Miyagi probably won't win. I just needed to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he looks just like a true master. Just had to give him as much support as I could. Just had to give my best argument for him. Might be in vain, but that's my piece about Yari no Sho, whatever. Yoshitaro. Mr. Miyagi. Do you have anything more to say?
Not really. I kind of blasted through my points.
Oh.
Right off the bat. So, yeah. How about we look at the polls?
We can look at the polls. The last WWW polls. It's been emotional. The bracket is about to be completed. First, I am curious to see about the minions and bees, what we could have gotten.
It is time, to know who would win on every Wednesday of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But first, time to find out if the minions versus the 503 bees would win. The 77 minions versus the 503 bees. Who would win? Who would win? Who would win? Who would win?
We were very close to getting that matchup. Very close.
Yeah.
The bees and minions came very close to usurping. Anyway. All right, let's see what the people say. Very close again. 16 votes for 77 minions, 15 votes for 503 bees, 52 to 48. Another very,
very cool.
Very close. That would have been a good one to talk about.
All right.
Time for the final votes. Are you ready?
Yes. Been ready.
Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Wow. In an upset victory. Mr. Miyagi has won.
Oh.
I actually was totally expecting 8 Mini Rocks to win.
I wasn't really. I don't really know.
You weren't? I mean, you did say actually, you said earlier you thought the Miyagi would win.
I think just purely based on character. Because people are like, oh, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, Brocks. Get him away from us. He's so annoying.
He does get annoying.
Well, because he's everywhere. You can't escape him. Now he has a new show, bro.
It was pretty close, though. 55% to 45%.
Do we have any comments? Probably not.
No.
Oh.
Actually, we do.
It's like...
These are funny, lol. Irini Mahita. Thank you.
Hey.
We thought they were funny, too. Well... Mr. Miyagi is the thank you. Champion.
Oh, no, I was doing WWWW.
Oh, who would win Wednesday? Winner? Dude, nice. There he is.
Da, 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 oh.
Congratulations to Mr. Miyagi for being
the winner.
The ultimate champion. I'm surprised. I can't lie to you. I'm surprised. Although... It was close.
Anyway, thanks for watching for these 22 weeks.
Yes, we appreciate anyone. Anyone who has listened to our podcast or watched it on YouTube.
Or even just the little clips that we post on Instagram at Cornucopia Studios.
Even that.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate it. It's been a journey.
Mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
All right. See you never.
Hey. Come on.
Season 2 coming. Never.
Season 2, probably not coming. But the door isn't completely shut in case I decide I might maybe do something with it later on. It's a fun idea.
It is
a fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the idea of which has more Mondays. Doesn't maybe have to be Monday thing. But just the idea of which has more.
Scientific Saturdays.
Scientific Saturdays. That's fun too.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Minion Monday.
Who would win?
Mischievous Minion Monday.
Mischievous Minion Monday.
Despicable Thursday. I don't know.
Despicable Tuesday.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of ideas, as you can see.
As you can see at the Cornucopia headquarters, we're so smart.
We are geniuses here at Cornucopia Studios. Yeah, so as it is right now, probably the end here at WWWW. But we've got lots of content for you to look back upon, relive all the memories. It's kind of an emotional time. The end of an era.
You're emotional?
A little bit.
Okay.
Megan's not. Megan is happy to see us. Megan is happy to see it go. But. I had a good time. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
That.
www.